Yeah, seriously, they actually are like, but they're too.
They're so they're intense.
The opposite of what we need.
Yeah,
I mean, they're like, it's like he took it a little too far.
He went too far with it.
Yeah, he took it too far. All right.
Let's go.
Let's do it while these dogs are barking, so people know that we're really official. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Doing it.
Nicole, I need you to call me back right away.
What's up with the catch me fucking outfit? Good taste skipped a generation.
All the other rings are under it. And you just have so many other shits you on your hand like that.
The whole vagina is showing.
Don't flatter yourself.
You think it looks fake because I have other rings on?
Yeah.
That's just throwing me.
Yeah, like think about it. If I had a bunch of like other rings on, they'd be like, "Oh, and that's just another one of the rings." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. As much like,
hi,
hi guys.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Sorry, Mom. I am Nikki Howard.
I'm Sydney Mailer,
and we are just chopping it up here.
Yep.
Sydney ordered Jersey Mike's, but didn't.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that for a second?
I ordered Jersey Mike's in the last episode, and I was like, it sat out there for like 30 minutes too, and I was like, fuck,
she
yeah,
walked
I'm so
in
excited
and
to
said,
go get that.
Hold your thought, I gotta order this Jersey mug so I can eat it once we finish the first episode.
Yeah.
Great.
Then I fucking walk out there and the bag, I'm like, damn, this is a light ass bag. Open it up. It's just chips.
It's one bag of chips.
I ordered one bag of fucking chips.
Well,
so
no, she thought she was like, that fucked up. They fucked up hard.
Yeah, I thought they fucked
this
up hard.
This man's going to fucking hear it from me. And
nope.
she ordered one bag of chips.
I fucked up bad. So,
that's happening. So
there's that. So now I'm waiting for my fucking sandwich. Supposedly coming soon.
Oh man,
God,
Postmates, thank God. You know what I was thinking when I was sick? I was like, thank God for Postmates. I don't know what I would do because I ordered myself matzo ball soup.
Mm.
And I'm like, I don't know what I would have done if I was sick and this did not exist.
I know.
What would I do? How would we live? I
other than leaning on our boyfriends, I don't know.
That might seem dramatic, but like, I mean, he didn't even know I was in the bathtub for 4 hours. Like,
I know, yeah.
I could have been dead.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know. I got matzo ball soup though. And it was pretty good.
Soup is fucking
it was
fantastic.
Pretty fucking good. I'm not gonna lie.
Where'd you get it from?
Art's Deli. It's like an authentic Jewish deli.
Yeah.
Which
That's
is
where
like,
the pastrami probably would have been great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seriously. I don't like, by the way, we're coming down there in two weekends.
San Diego,
And
I really thought it was this weekend, but
no, I'm going to I'm going to a mindfulness conference this weekend.
Oh, again?
Didn't go to I'm going to the thing I got invited to in where is it? It's like Northern California. It's like 5 hours away in Big Sur.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Oh, pretty. I've never been to Big Sur.
Yeah. I think we like drove past it once or like stopped briefly, but it looked really pretty. So I'm driving there this weekend and then
what
next
weekend.
What
are you guys
weekend.
Doing there?
I got
is it just you?
Yeah. I got invited by the lady that
I
met at the biohacking thing.
Yeah.
It's just like mindfulness and meditation. I guess there's like hot springs. It's a whole
Sick.
Thing.
That sounds really nice.
Ryan's sister is coming. She's like, I was like, I've always wanted to go to this conference that you're going to. I was like, you should come.
Yeah.
So we're going to drive together and go. I don't know. I don't know what to expect, but I'm sure it'll be very zen.
Yeah. That sounds very fun.
Yeah. And then, but the next weekend, I looked up some places. There's a vegan sushi place. Hear me out. It looks fucking bomb. Like, it looks sick. And I feel
with
like...
What? Like,
so they make... I understand. Look, you can have whatever food. I feel like Tyler would
maybe
be
we'll
on
just
board
eat
for
separately.
This. Tyler would be on board for this because it's like, he's a very adventurous eater. Like, I think he would find it really interesting to see how they do the fish. I mean, we're going to go regardless. We can eat separately if you want to, but I'm like stoked to go to this
place. They eat the... I thought he doesn't eat fish.
No, it's... They make...
Does he eat fish?
No. You're not hearing me.
Okay.
They do like a vegan situation, so they'll make like... It tastes exactly like salmon, but they'll make it out of like watermelon and shit. So it's like, you're like, oh, fuck, that tastes just like tuna. Like, that's crazy.
I am way more open than Tyler will be about this.
You think
so? To tell you the truth. Yeah, Tyler is really like, if it's not sugar, don't eat it.
I'm so fascinated.
Don't eat fake shit.
You would think that he would be interested in like the construction of it.
I bet you he won't be.
All right. Well,
I'm, you know, I'll talk to him. I'll
ask him because I'm
going to
make a reservation.
And then
we're going line dancing.
Yeah. And then
which I'm so excited about. I had literally the best time at your bachelorette party. Like I've just
still
been thinking about that. And I all I want to do is that. And I'm so mad that we don't live closer so we can just do that every weekend.
I know. It was the most fun. I still don't know any of the dances, but Tyler's actually really good at line dancing. We didn't get to go with him this last time, and so you'll get to see that.
Yeah. He's like a pro?
No, he's just good at, I don't know. He just picks it up quicker than I do.
It's hard.
It's just hard because like I'm not picking it up. I don't pick it up as quickly as I think other people do. And you and him did good. Yeah.
We'll see what we can. Yeah. We'll see what we can do. And then I really want to like go get like a fancy dessert. I feel like downtown San Diego has like good, they have like good dessert places.
Yeah, they have great stuff.
I want to get like s'mores. And then
I was like, well, we do need to do the pottery thing for your birthday. I don't really think that's do you want to try to do that?
We can do it a different weekend.
Okay.
I'm flexible.
Cool. Oh, I'm also coming up back up here on the 31st.
Okay.
So just saying.
For what?
I don't know. Tyler's doing something. Oh, he's going to Mastro's or some shit with his fucking business people.
And you're not invited?
No.
We can go to Outback. I have gift cards.
I don't know. I'm fuck like, that this shit. Sucks.
Fuck that shit. Let's go to Outback.
Yeah, it was just nice shit.
I'll raise like, you. Fuck your fucking Mastro's. We'll go to Outback Steakhouse.
Last time we came up here, I went out on my own because he went to another fancy dinner and I was like, fuck you, babe. I was like, hey, do you want me to like meet you? Because like he was like, oh, yeah, you should come meet us afterwards. He like didn't answer me for a little bit. It was like 12 minutes. To tell you the 12, it was 12 minutes.
That's and too
I was
long.
Like, it's too long. I don't care. I'm putting my shoes on right now. And I like went downstairs to the like hotel bar and like it was super packed. So then I just went for a walk in Beverly Hills. I was like, well, I'm going to go to this bar over here. And then very much like told him, I'm going to this bar by myself and I look really cute.
People are looking at me.
Yeah.
Your wife.
Yeah.
And they're like, damn. FYI.
And then I sat across from the lady from one of the housewives.
Which one?
I don't remember, but I was like, that bitch is from the housewives. Swear to God. Didn't I text you that? I think I did. And I was and you were like, take a picture. I was like, that's weird. But she fucking was. I know, because I used to watch The Housewives. It really was. I'm not fucking around. Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay.
Good for you.
It was something. I mean, it was fine.
I fucking forgot to tell you. You asked what I did for my birthday. I don't know. So
it was Christmas even.
No, on the 30th. Yeah. On the 30th. So I think did I not send you this invitation? So we were like, I wanted to do like an adult psychedelic experience for everybody where I was like, manifest. Oh, you were gone. That's why you were in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And I was like, let's fucking manifest on mushrooms. What did I say? Align on acid. On this invitation, you used to see it. It's like party on PCP. And then it's like, LOL, JK, please don't do PCP at our house. It's like, come like bring in the new year, whatever. I sent it out and we didn't hear back from anybody.
Huh.
So Ryan and I were like, well, let's just do our own thing and like welcome in the new year, like take some acid and like really just like that have our intention be like clear and like get ready.
Yeah.
So great. So it's like 10:30. We take it. Fine.
In the morning.
Yeah. And then like because this shit lasts for like 12 hours.
Yeah.
And then right before we took it, Scott, who took us to Africa, was like, hey, I want to take you. It was like a group chat. Like, I want to take you out for Nikki's birthday. To the sushi place. I want to make reservations. It's like, I read about it in like the New York Times. Like, it's like a new hotspot in LA. Like, they have a 5:30 reservation. And Ryan was asleep when he texted me this. And I was like, God, Ryan is going to say yes to this. I should just say yes, even though I don't think we'll be okay by the time this happens. But like, I'll say yes. So I said yes, knowing full well we will be high as shit.
Yeah.
So it's now like we're just high as fuck though. And then 2:30 rolls around and we start getting text messages from people like, what time should we come over? And I was like, oh no, I forgot to tell people that they shouldn't come over and do drugs. We started already. So then I have to be like, sorry, forgot. And now it's like 4:00 and I'm like, fuck, we have to leave. We have to go to this very fancy restaurant. We're obviously taking an Uber. And I was like, we have to wear turtlenecks. We have to wear turtlenecks and we have to like dress like Fear and Loathing vibes, like wear like dress up, like let's like wear like jackets and like things. Yeah. And I got these glasses, those heart glasses that have holograms in them. I have to show you, like put them on and then it's like heart holograms. I'm like, we have to wear these glasses. Fuck. I got two pairs, turtlenecks. And I was like, fairy, like this is what we're wearing. And Ryan was like, okay. So we take this Uber, we get to this place and it was like, we're literally sitting there in turtlenecks in like the most fancy restaurant you've ever been to in your life, like like wearing heart shaped sunglasses, and everyone was like, the fuck are these people? It was very Hunter S. Thompson of us. So finally Scott walks over and he's like, great. The lady, it's like one of those places where like you, they just make you feel like you don't know how to eat food ever. They're like, so what we have is like this with this, like this is how we do things. The lady, she was like, so the way that our kitchen works is like we cook from like the left to the right of the kitchen. And I'm like, I don't even know what this means. Why does that mean? Like, yeah. I'm so fucked up. So it was like, they came with like this okamasi or something where it's like whatever the chef does, it's like 15 courses. Like Scott's like, let's do that. I'm like, perfect, sure. Are you sure? That seems really expensive. He's like, let's do it, it's your birthday.
Yeah,
thank God I like started to come down, but I was like, that actually worked out perfectly because I was like, I've never had any of these flavors before. Everything was like amazing. Cool. And I was like, wow. So that worked out, but
fuck yeah, that sounds fun.
It was really fun, but I got.
See, but how did Ryan go with you if he doesn't eat fish? They had a whole
vegan tasting menu.
Okay,
and he was underwhelmed by it. I must say, he was like,
"Huh."
I mean, they're trying. They have the option, but it's like there was a couple things that were like, "This is great," but it's I don't know how I feel about those because it's almost like you got to eat before.
Yeah,
you know, because it's like. Everything is like slow and it's like they so give you slow. Two pieces of things and you're like,
especially with sushi.
Yeah.
It's so slow.
We get it.
Yeah.
We know.
Yeah.
If you could bring me like six of everything.
Yeah.
I would like that. I don't know. But it was good.
That
was
sounds really fun. Very, that's a really fun little birthday thing.
It was cool. It was very fancy.
Very fancy.
Mm-hmm.
We love a fancy meal.
But I must say, like dressing up and dining is truly, I feel like we should do that more.
Yeah.
Like, let's have a theme.
I love a theme. You know I love a theme.
You went to the rodeo the other day.
Oh, yeah. I went to the rodeo this weekend. And that was the theme, obviously.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm like, it's
fun. That was great. It was super fun. I got to wear, like, my old show hat and my earrings and shit like that. And, yeah, I got my hat re-steamed, which was great because it was actually a little bent out of shape. So I was like, which was embarrassing. Like for me, I was like, God, I have to go to the rodeo. My hat is all
right.
Out of shape and fuck. And,
there was someone there so at there was the rodeo that offered it?
Yeah, there
was
a hat steamer. Yeah, I was like, fuck yeah.
Like
this
a shoe
is
shiner.
Yeah, but for hats.
I love that.
I was like, this is amazing. Oh, what else was funny about the rodeo is when we walked in, you know, you have to go through security and they made us lift our pants up and look inside our boots. And I was like, yes, that's so amazing.
Authentic rodeo vibe.
They're like, are you strapped? What you got in there? You got alcohol?
Yeah.
Let me check them boots.
Let me check your boots, miss.
Shauna was there. Did you ever meet Shauna? Remember Martin? Martin was friends with her. Yeah. Shauna? Shauna? She was there. I didn't end up seeing her, but she was there. And I was like, oh, that's interesting.
That's random as fuck.
She lives in San Diego now.
Yeah.
Well, but yeah. And yeah, that was great. It was a great weekend. We stayed at like the Pendry or whatever. They got good rooms. I don't know. I don't have a lot to say about it. It was fun. Where's what? Deep San Diego.
You guys like went to
the
rodeo?
It was at Petco Park.
Oh, it was downtown.
Yeah, downtown.
You stayed the night downtown to go to the rodeo?
Yeah.
I love that you guys do shit like that.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do more of that where I'm like, you guys like do little staycations. It's like the whole thing. It's nice. There's activities involved.
Yeah, and then we also got, our checkout was at 4 p.m. So sick. Because Tyler has, you know, weird points and shit.
Wow.
And so we got our checkout to be at 4 p.m. So the whole next day, obviously, we were not in any mood to be moving.
No.
And we just laid in bed and I watched movies all day. It was great. Also, I have something for your birthday. Speaking of, so for Christmas, we got some sourdough starter.
Ooh.
So it's like in a little jar and everything and you have to feed it. It's like taking care of a child. And but it's fucking sick. And so we gave... It continues to grow. So we gave some to my mom. And so now she's like all into it. And so after the rodeo, after our 4 p.m. checkout, we went over to my mom's and we also dropped Louie off. We were like full staycation, watched the kids. So watched Louie.
Yeah.
And she is trying to cook bread finally today.
Today.
Yeah, today. Okay. And so then Tyler's going to try later in the week to make his first batch of sourdough bread. And it's kind of a long ass process.
Right.
So And I was going to give you, because we have extra starter at this point now, too, to give even more away. So we're going to give you a starter. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I'll give it to you this weekend. But I could have I should have given it to you today. But either way, I'll give it to you next weekend.
Fuck yeah. I love that. I'm so excited.
Yeah. And then you can make sourdough bread, which is super sick.
I know. I have to figure out how to do that.
Well, and there's this one book that like Tyler bought my mom to go with hers. It's like $30, $40. It's called like I don't know what it's called, but it's like the bread Bible, and Tyler will send it to you. And then there's all these like certain things that you can buy to like make it easier for you to make the bread.
Does he need a bread machine? Should I get a bread machine?
I don't know. You have to talk to him about it.
I know.
It's a whole thing. And now my mom is like this bread expert on it as well.
Really?
She's been doing research and like watching all these videos you can watch to like, so I'm sure it'll get downloaded. If you wanted another hobby to do instead of smoking, you know, here you go. So
that's the thing. I need to stay busy. I'm not. Yeah. I need to be as busy as humanly possible. Otherwise, I'm like, I'll start eating instead of vaping, which I don't want to do. So maybe if I like make things or whatever, I don't know.
Yeah,
like that. That's a good
Kenzie
idea.
Kenzie has started knitting. No, love she's that. Still smoking, but knitting. Actually, I don't know. She's also smoking, knitting, but she's knitting.
Macrame is good.
And I was like, yeah, maybe I should start knitting or macrameing or something.
I need to like paint shit.
That'd be nice. The problem paint studio would be amazing.
I have to like do, like I have to work. I don't really have the time. I got to be working, but like the only thing I can do while I'm working is like.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm just like, not these lollipops. Am I like fucking a raver?
Coffee.
I'm a lolly girl. Yeah. I fucking hate myself. Which is worse. I don't even know.
Well, did you ever get into the, remember when I did the toothpicks?
Yeah.
Do you do toothpicks?
No, not really.
I always got like fucking wood stuck in my tongue and my fucking lips and shit because I would do that. And, you know, holding onto the stick and stuff is nice. But I decided not to do that this time around. Who is this walking up to the door?
Is that our...
Don't steal my Jersey Mike, sir.
Can you imagine?
Whoever you are.
Can you even imagine if someone
I would
just
lose my
up?
Shit if somebody stole my Jersey Mike, I'd be so pissed. Just want
that whatever, would be man, such an interesting choice
to know that
to do if someone just walked up, grabbed
and
your fucking, sandwich,
it's been
and
sitting
left.
Outside for a while now. So
they
one of your neighbors is just
it.
Like, well, you know, yeah.
I will say we're pretty good.
Don't you think it's fucking sick though? When like, okay, let's say you're traveling, and I do this often when me and Tyler have been like out for the weekend or something like that, and then we're coming home. We order our Postmates so that it's delivered to our house. So that,
time.
It's the best.
The only way to do that.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't do that? You just wait like a psychopath. You get home and then you order.
And
that
then
makes
you
no
wait?
Sense.
Yeah, no way.
Every time I do it, it's always like, you seem far from this address. So I'm like, trust me, I'll be there.
Yeah. Just put it there.
I will be there. You know what my favorite spot is? Urbane Cafe. And I've been ordering every time we shoot. I order.
Urban?
Urbane. It's called Urbane. U-R-B-A-N-E. Not to be confused with urban, but they have the best. We went there. We went there.
For what?
For lunch once.
Oh, was it where there were salads?
Yes.
Oh, that place rocks.
Yeah,
that place is really
the
fucking
best,
good.
And it's affordable. We get it for, like, we literally had it 3 days in a row for when we were shooting. I get it for everybody for lunch.
That place rocks. It's really good.
We Postmates that shit every single time, and I literally posted a story about it, and I was like, I fucking love this place.
Yeah.
Urbane Cafe, please sponsor me. And they reposted it. And I was like,
you should get responsible.
Are we fans? Like, are we, can we like work something out here? Urbane?
Yeah.
Urbane, hit me up.
Do you want to know something else about food that I found out recently?
More than anything.
Can you remind me about the name of that place again next Urbane. Time I come up here? Because I really want to eat that. That's the only thing I think about eating when I come up here. I don't remember what it's called. So
it's
that's
really
perfect.
Good. Yeah.
Just remind me. Okay. So.
Yep.
Did you know that I found somebody that works at McDonald's, or somebody knew somebody that works at McDonald's, and they said that if you get the no salt fries, remember how you were like, oh, you know how to
They're
do
fresh.
This? Tell the McDonald's people, oh, I want no salt on my fries, and they'll make you brand new fries.
Right.
That's a lie. What they actually do is they double fry it.
What?
They just take the normal fries that already have salt on them, and they put them back into the deep fryer and fry them again.
And then the salt goes
off? And then it just like tastes less like salt.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh. I mean, I bet they're better,
just
though.
Just letting you know.
I bet they're actually better.
Oh, my mother's calling.
God damn it. Kim!
So that was interesting. Yes.
It's not better for you?
No.
Speaking of things that are good for you, by the way, let's talk about this magic mind that I've just been absolutely slamming.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm almost done with it. Like the package of it.
Are you?
I freaking love this stuff.
Yeah. I think they're great. It does make you like way more focused and like on your shit.
Yeah.
And I'm drinking so much less coffee, which is super helpful, especially in this time of need.
Time
of need.
I feel like I'm like
smoking need.
Replacing vaping almost with like, I'm using this like your like your fucking cap where I'm just like. And then I'm focusing like the vape was doing for me. It's like a much better alternative to vaping if you like, especially if you suck at like.
Now, I just think it's a much better alternative, obviously, for the caffeine amount that I was fucking inputting into my body. So, that's been really great. You know what it is? It's drinking responsibly in the new year.
Yeah.
Just like I've started drinking vodka and Gatorade. You know what I mean? Like, just drink responsibly. Drink less caffeine. Drink these. It makes sense, you know?
No, but I actually am trying to be, like, better. My goal this year was, like, be more diligent about the things that I consume like
put
in my
body.
Well, yeah. Because I'm like, fuck, if I'm not going to have nicotine, then I might as well like, I really should be like, I go all the way now. Yeah. If I'm not consuming that, then I'm like, let's really be. And this has like all the stuff that all the biohackers tell you to, it's got like olive oil, ashwagandha.
It has different types of mushrooms in it that help you like.
Lion's mane.
Yeah, lion's mane is a mushroom.
L-theanine. Natural caffeine, B12. It's got all the good stuff in it. Sorry. It's great. So I highly recommend this. And if you use code SORRYMOM20, you will get 1 month free when you subscribe
when
for 3 months.
When you subscribe for three. Yes.
Jinx. So yeah, go to Magic Mind. We highly recommend it. We've been drinking them for like 2 weeks now. And stop it. And I love their like little, I love their art.
I know. They have beautiful packaging.
Yeah, they really
their
do.
Their boxes are so beautiful.
I mean, even if it didn't work, which it does, but I would probably buy it just for like the little packaging. Anyway, is your Jersey Mike's here?
Fuck yeah, it is.
It is? It's just waiting there?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Hopefully. Hopefully.
I love Jersey Mike's.
And just steal my Jersey Mike's or whoever came up to that door.
Jersey Mike's is one of my favorite. I would say Jersey Mike's and then Firehouse Subs.
Nah, just Jersey Mike's for me.
No, I mean, what's below that?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Absolutely nothing. Jersey I think Submarina is above Subway.
What is Submarina?
But nobody has a Submarina anymore. Submarina is Subway, but better. Did you hear about what the Subway guy did and all the kid porns and or the kid?
Yeah, did you not? He's been caught.
But
did
I
you watch the documentary?
Yeah. I couldn't even finish it. I was like, I can't actually do this.
Yeah, he was like
It was too bad.
He was like a really bad child molester. Yeah. Like, it's all bad.
He was like, 7-year-olds are just so sexy.
Yeah, he's
like
one of the.
I don't like that.
Like, I will preface this by saying, like, there's no good child molester. Like,
yeah.
You know, but he was like really, really bad.
He was really in there.
And the lady was like, I don't know what I would have done. Like, the lady was, like, playing along to, like, catch him. And I'm like, ah.
Yeah.
And then her kids were, like, mom. And she was like, ah. I don't know. He was, like not. I mean.
Yeah.
Do you think that it was what came first? The subs or the kids type of a situation? Like, do you think the fame led to the kids?
No. Or did I think that that's there.
It was just
it's
there.
It's in your brain or it's not.
Yeah, but now
brain.
He had all the opportunity.
And then he had extra opportunity. Yeah.
Yeah, with the subs. When we were just paying started. This guy. Yeah, I can't believe you it was not cool, man. Did
not
you watch
cool.
the Armie Hammer thing, by the way?
What Armie Hammer?
There's a whole docu-series about Armie Hammer and like how he was like remember the whole scandal that came out
what'd
about
he do?
Him? He was like a cannibal and like into like BDSM and these girls were like I was scared.
Oh wait, no.
Yeah, it was a whole
I'm gonna say no,
it was a whole
I should
scandal.
Write it down though if
yeah you
a
should I'd be curious to get your take on it.
Hammer
Armie Hammer A-R-M-I-E
No, I did not watch that, I don't think.
No.
But I did watch, what was that stupid movie you wanted me to watch? It was like and Away We Go or like and
what was it
anyways
about?
We're not here.
Oh yeah, oh
yeah, yeah. The one where, like the world starts ending, what's it called?
Any- think it was the fucking. I have to think of the name of this now because it's gonna kill me.
I think there's any some type of A in it.
Leave the world behind.
Yeah, leave the world behind.
Anyway, we're not here. Which was the that one title? What was the other thing you said? Anyway,
know.
We're not here. All right, bye. Yeah. Something like that. Yes. Yeah. It wasn't it fucking weird.
It was weird.
Didn't it end? And you were like, "What?
Yeah.
You just gave up.
Oh, okay.
You just yeah. Like now I have to do the work.
Yeah.
It was literally like they were like.
Well, I mean, they found that really sick safe house, so now they're good.
Yeah, but it was also like they were like, "Now you write it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, no.
Yeah.
That's not. I just watched this for literally 3 hours, and you're not going to give me anything. It's going to end with friends.
Yeah.
Tie it up. I was so mad. I was like, and what's with the animals?
Friends. Yeah.
They never really explained the deer? That.
Never explained the deer.
I know. It was bizarre.
Yeah.
So anyway.
I was like, okay, I get we're doing the end of the world thing. Yeah. I don't know. It's just kind of like, okay.
And?
That's how I felt.
We finally watched Oppenheimer.
Oh, I haven't gotten to watch it yet.
It's so good.
I'm starting to watch the thing about the moon flowers are dying, or you know that movie I'm talking
Killers
about?
Killers of the Flower Moon.
Yes, thank you. And
you're always just so close.
But moon so far away.
Flowers are dying. Killers of the Flower Moon.
But we started watching that last night. Have you seen that?
Yeah, we watched it in the theaters, which, by the way...
So long!
I know. Well, I
fell asleep.
I can absolutely justify the cost of this ticket.
Because it was so long. Yeah. I didn't think it was even that good.
It was
good.
What I saw of it. I was entertained. It was like, this is fine.
It's fine.
The girl is phenomenal.
She's amazing.
I was like, who is this girl? She's great.
Yeah, she was great.
That was my takeaway.
But I'm like, okay...
Yeah.
All right.
And?
A lot of movies that are like, okay. I watched Glass Castle, though. It's on Netflix. That was actually good. And then it got me down this like big rabbit hole of like these indie films. And now like I've seen a couple good ones since then.
I want to watch that
really good.
Fucking... I watched the best movie on Hulu. It was.
Oh, I watched Barbie, by the way.
How'd you feel?
I have so many things Please about that. But go ahead and tell me your thing
God,
first.
What was this movie? It was so goddamn good. You should watch it.
Okay.
Hulu movie original. New. It's called... sure, let's see what they got. Self-Reliance. It was great. If you guys haven't seen it, Self-Reliance, write it down.
What it looks like. What happened in it?
Great. So it's about this guy who signs up for this like online like dark web game where it's like you get hunted for 30 days. It's a comedy. Like you get hunted for 30 days. And if you don't get killed at the end of the 30 days, like you win $1 million. But like the key is like they can't kill you if you're like you have to be alone. Otherwise they can't kill you.
Okay.
So like if you're with. So he's like, oh, this is fucking
I'll
easy.
Just always be with someone.
I'll just be with people.
Yeah.
It's so fucking funny. I'm like, damn, this feels like. If I were to write a movie, like, this is what I would want to make. Like, this is just, like, it was just, like, my sensibility. I was like, it's fucking great.
Huh.
I would highly recommend it. So.
Okay, cool.
There's that. Tell me about Barbie. What are your, let's hear what you got to
say. Did you see, you saw Barbie,
right? Oh, I saw it.
I didn't think that there was a bunch of man hating, I must say.
Yeah.
I even told myself I wouldn't talk about this on the podcast.
Here we are.
Just because I just feel like my sensibility is just not what other people's are anymore.
Well,
like, it's just
not.
It's like,
probably
I'm
mine.
Just like, I don't get it. Even the things that they were making fun of, like men for, I was like, that's like such a stereotype of men. I don't know. I didn't think that the man thing was terrible at all. I thought they were actually really fucked up to women in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, I thought they were like, be skinny or you're a piece of shit.
You know,
hey,
that's so
cellulite or you're a piece of shit. Like, everything was about them being skinny and good looking. And that was kind of it. Like,
yeah.
And then everything else, I was just like, also, that was a terrible movie. I did not like it. It wasn't good. Nothing was good about it. I was like, the storyline sucked.
Yeah.
If you're going to make a movie where the storyline has to do with Barbie, stay in the Barbie world, make it sick, do all this stuff. It was like, it could have been so good. And you guys did such a bad job. I just really didn't like it. Story's bad. All the things you guys decided to put in there bad. I just wasn't into it.
I loved the set deck. I thought it was fucking awesome. Yeah, the set was amazing. Awesome.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was like, this looks so cool. It was that. So cool the way that they did that. I really was like, yeah, I was like, everyone was like, oh, this shit's on men. I was like, I really didn't feel like that. My biggest takeaway was like, I hate my body.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I took away from this.
The only thing I did like was one time when she did like that speech at like it almost to the end where she was like, it's super hard for women because we have to be like, you know,
every guy,
on but off and on but off and like all of that. Yeah. And I'm like, that's actually the first true thing you fucking said in this movie.
You know, it's funny, but that I feel like that speech, every guy was like, they're just shitting on men. And I was like, you're
I didn't think that.
I didn't think that either.
I didn't think that either.
I was like, you're not.
I was like, no, it just is a hard fucking line to roll.
You're not getting this.
They're not doing that to us. Also, we're doing that to ourselves, but also they're doing, it's just a whole thing. It doesn't have to do with.
It had an agenda. It's just life. And I didn't like that. It was like, bro, this is a movie about Barbie. Why are you having an agenda?
Why are you making it weird? Yeah.
No, I totally agree.
And then we went into the real world. Why? Like, I get because you were having this agenda, which then made the storyline suck ass.
Yeah, so it could have been
like,
anything.
I wouldn't want. I just make a movie about Barbie in Barbie Land.
You know
that's
what I wished?
Wanted.
It was more could like Sausage cool. Party. Remember that?
I remember
movie?
When we went to that movie, but I don't really remember it.
It was hilarious, and it was like about the wasn't it like the food in the grocery store?
Yeah,
and they were like the food in the grocery store.
Yeah, the
and
food
that
in
was
the grocery store.
The world was them in the grocery store.
Yeah,
and
thank
it was
you.
Funny, and like everybody had like a personality. Like I wish it was more like that. And it totally could have been.
Yep,
like,
that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah.
It was bizarre.
But here we are.
I know.
But yeah.
I watched the fucking Golden Globes.
Oh, how was that?
I'm literally watching and I go, is that Shelby? My friend, she's literally one of my best friends, is sitting there at the looks so sad, by the way. And she's like, sitting next to fucking like Cillian Murphy. And I'm like, are you at the Golden Globes right now? She's like, yeah. I'm like, why do you look so fucking sad? She's like, she was like a seat filler at the Golden Globes, but it was it was so random. I was like, it would be like if you were there. I'd
what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing there? It was so weird.
That's really weird.
But I want to watch that Emma Stone movie. That's like the Frankenstein one. Have you seen this? Mm-hmm. Oh, it looks so cool.
There's a shit ton of movies from the Golden Globes that like I really want to see, and I haven't gotten to see like any of them. I just keep watching like other shit. I just don't want to pay for shit.
That's the
thing. I feel like I have to pay for all this stuff nowadays,
since
and I don't want to pay for it.
I thought this shit just came out. That's why I haven't watched this Emma Stone thing.
That's why I haven't watched Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Did you pay or is it free?
Yeah, no, we
bought still,
it.
You have to still pay for it. I'm like, no.
I mean,
give it to me for free.
It's one of those things where I'm like, again, same with the Killers of the Flower Moon movie ticket. I'm like, I can justify it because it's literally like 3.5 hours long.
Yeah.
I'm like, if I'm going to buy a movie, I'll pay for something that's like a substantial movie. Otherwise, like I'm not paying $20 for 90 minutes.
Yeah.
You
that's
psycho.
True. Yeah.
You communist fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I really like that. Everything was great.
I've asked Tyler to buy it like 3 times and he just keeps being like, you know, it's going to be free soon. And I'm like,
is it though? I feel like it's been out forever.
It has been out forever.
I don't know. You should watch that other movie I told you about. That was really, really good.
Okay.
Oh my
Wait,
God.
Wait, what other movie you told me about that's really, really
you
good?
You wrote it down.
Oh, I wrote down
Self-Reliance.
Oh, Self-Reliance. Yeah,
is it written down?
Yeah, I took a screenshot of it. Yeah.
Okay. You sure?
Yes, I did. Right. I watched Revenge of the Nerds for the first time.
I haven't seen it.
It was quite funny. I liked it a lot. My mom said dumb.
Really?
Because that's how she says everything. Yeah. That's a stupid movie.
Stupid.
Stupid. Like, mean like that.
Oh my God. You know what we should do? We should watch.
I liked it.
We should do an episode where we watch movies, like little clips of movies, and we go, or like trailers of movies, and we go, we just rate them based on the trailer.
Oh, I love that.
Can we do that?
I wonder how. Or just commercials. How about that?
Commercials for movies?
Or movies, or yeah, whatever.
I'm confused.
Just because, like,
things.
As a hobby, I feel like when things. Like commercials come on, I like afterwards like, oh, you know what? They should have used this. Is probably why I have an issue with the porn thing, because I'm like, see, they should really be using a culturally ambivalent person right there.
Ambiguous.
Or like, yeah, or if they would have, you know, done blue background, it emotionally would have made them feel like this more.
I totally agree.
But
my favorite thing is watching a commercial and being like,
wow, they did a really good job on that.
That's a good
commercial.
And
I like turn and I'm like, did you see the emotionally?
Okay,
they did this correctly.
This is what I want to know. If you go fucking watch a movie, when you sit through the trailers, do you not after every trailer go like, that looks good, I'm going to see that? Or like, that looks fucking horrible?
Absolutely.
Ryan doesn't do that. And
I have to talk about the whole process of the thing. Yeah. But like, God, they should have changed the music on that. That was fucking dumb.
Yeah. What the fuck did I just watch? Like that little moment where you go like,
does he yell at the
sidebar,
TV?
No, but he doesn't say anything after the after the credits, after the trailer. I turn and he's still watching, and I'm like, we're not going to talk about that?
Yeah.
Do we want to see that or not? How do we feel? What's going on?
What's our emotions? Like, yeah.
What? I know. I hate it. I'm like, no, we have to be better about this. Yeah.
Do you yell at the TV?
I think I'm starting to, like, as I get older.
I always just talk at stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll do
particularly
that.
Particularly TVs. And it's
I'm turning
into
my
things.
Mom where I go like, what's happening?
Yeah.
and he's like, I don't know. I'm like, Or I'll like zone out on my phone for like 20 minutes and then I'll look
then
up and I go
back in.
And I go, what happened?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, shit. Maybe we can try and do that. I should look up how we do that. Maybe we do that next week for the next episode.
Yeah, I'm down.
If we cannot get flagged and we just watch.
Oh.
I don't know. Yeah, I'll look it up while you're eating your Jersey Mike.
Sick. I love
see
that.
What we can do. Okay, guys. Well, we fucking love you all. And we'll see you next week.
Okay, love you. Bye.
Bye.